Well, as you've been hearing again this morning, Tasmanian politics has been rocked in the last week with a severe budget crisis, leading to a successful no-confidence motion against the state's Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, ahead of the calling of the state's fourth election in just 7 years this week. The Rockliffe government announced it would be scrapping a controversial plan to explore the privatisation of some publicly owned enterprises.
And I am not going to allow Dean Winter to run a deceitful scare campaign, and that's why I'm making the announcement today. No privatisation of government assets under a Liberal government, and extra protection of a two-thirds majority of Parliament being required should any government and future government put that on the agenda.
That's Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockliffe there speaking at the weekend. Well, Sol Eslake is an independent economist, and until recently he was tasked with assessing which Tasmanian government business enterprises might be worth selling off to cover the state's growing debt. And Sol Eslake joins me now. Sol, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me again, Sally.
What was the reason that you were given for halting this report?
Well, the government has decided, as is its right, that it no longer wishes to proceed with the possible privatisation or divestment of the 16 government-owned entities that were on the list originally given to me back in March. And so I suppose they also, flowing from that, decide they don't want me to continue investigating which, if any, of those 16 were worthy of serious consideration for privatisation and divestment. I'd already suggested to them in my first report that was submitted in April and was publicly released with the state budget a couple of weeks ago that of those 16, six should be ruled out forthwith for consideration for privatisation, and I was giving further thought to the remaining 10, one of which, TT Line, the government had in any case decided it wasn't going to proceed with for further privatisation. So that work now stops.
Are you surprised by that?
Well, yes, although I must admit I was surprised to have been asked to undertake it in the first place, given that last year I did a review of Tasmania's state finances pursuant to the agreement that was reached between the Premier and the three members, as they then were, of the Jackie Lambie Network after last year's state election, which returned the Liberals to a minority government. And in that review, I made a series of recommendations as to how to improve Tasmania's pretty dire financial position and, importantly, I thought, how to prevent Tasmania from getting into a similar position at some point in the future. The government initially rejected almost all of those recommendations, including in particular some recommendations I made for increasing revenue as well as for deferring capital expenditures, infrastructure investment. And they also initially rejected all the recommendations I made for strengthening and improving the processes around formulating the budget each year and making promises to spend money during election campaigns. But at the same time, on Friday, that they announced that I'd no longer be working on this privatisation assessment, which I, as I say, I was surprised to have been asked in the first place, but happy to undertake it. They then turned around and said, well, actually, we're going to pick up some of the recommendations I made regarding budget processes. That's good. It's obviously up to the government of the day whether it wants to spend what be a considerable amount of political capital pursuing the privatisation of government businesses, although every other jurisdiction bar Western Australia has done a lot of privatisations, and a lot of them, incidentally, have been done by Labor governments, including the Andrews government in Victoria, which would probably have proudly styled itself as the most left-wing government in Australia at the time, did some very big privatisations of, for example, the ports and the Land Titles Office and the Motor Vehicle Registry, which no other state has done. But nonetheless, Labor is in Tasmania implacably opposed to privatisations. The government was flirting with the idea, but it decided not to do it any further. So I guess there's not much point in them continuing to pay me to investigate whether or not any of those enterprises should be privatised.
Can you give us a bit of perspective, Sol, when you look at the books for Tasmania, the financial situation for the government? How bad is it compared to what we see elsewhere?
It is, by some metrics, the worst in Australia. Two that I think are relevant. Over the 5 years to 2028-29, according to the data released in the 2025-26 budget that was presented just under 2 weeks ago, Tasmania's public sector will be running cash deficits equivalent to 5.5% of Tasmania's forecast gross product. That compares with an average of 2.1% for Victoria, which has been widely regarded as the worst managed of Australia's states and territories in recent years. It compares with 2.8% of gross product for the Northern Territory. It's worse than Queensland, which up to 2027-28, according to numbers released by the Crisafulli government at the end of January, is planning to run cash deficits of 4.9% of Queensland's GDP over the 4 years to 2027-28. So by that measure, Tasmania is, by a wide margin, running the biggest deficits of any public sector. And although Tasmania's conventional debt is not as high as Victoria's and the Northern Territory's, Tasmania does have, for historical reasons, a very large unfunded superannuation liability, which is just as much an obligation as conventional debt is. And so if you look at the net financial liabilities of Tasmania's public sector, they're forecast to be 60.2% of Tasmania's gross product by the end of 2028-29. That is by far the worst of any jurisdiction. The figure for Victoria is 37.2% of Victoria's forecast gross product. For South Australia, which released its budget last week, 34% of South Australia's gross product. The Northern Territory, 44% of the Territory's gross product will be net financial liabilities by the end of 2028-29. So in almost every respect, Tasmania's public sector is in a dire position. And the reason for it is that at each of the last four elections, that is from 2017, 2020, well, three elections, 2017, 2021, 2024, the incumbent government has promised to spend at least $1.5 billion over the following 4 years and more over years beyond that without giving a moment's thought as to how that spending should be paid for. And while a lot of that spending meets genuine needs for, in particular, health, it's all been put on the tab. And that started before COVID had begun, and it's continued since COVID ended.
So it's a very interesting situation in Tasmania at the moment, and the political ramifications are far from over. Thank you so much for joining me on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you for having me, Sally.
That's Sol Eslake, their independent economist.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.